Hello, everyone. How are you all doing today? We are so excited to be here. Stephanie, how are you today?
Very well, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited about today's topic because we have been talking about all sorts of departments. And the reality is we haven't even talked about reservations yet. So what I am thinking is, in every story that comes to mind, reservations. Are you there? Reservations, are you alone? What's going on, reservations? So Stephanie, I'm gonna kick you off with the opportunity to enlighten us with some of your stories based on your experience.
Oh yes, absolutely. I have many from the days that I was working in the department, but then also too when I was auditing. And then I feel just like this meme here that we're showing of saying, if someone asked me to make one more hotel reservation, I'm going to light the building on fire. Because I definitely have had it many times of being in the reservations department, especially for large groups that are coming in, and all these last minute changes and being able to more attendees coming than what we had expected. And it just seemed that we had to go for one after the other.
That is great. So if you think of reservations and those lovely stories, can you share the first one, please? Because I know you have a few today.
Yeah. So I'll start off with being in reservations and having to make a lot of these group reservations. And at a particular property that I was for, we would have a lot of sports teams that would be staying with us. And I got to the point where it was very well known that whether it be hockey or basketball, whatever sport was going on, that if they were in town, they would be staying at our property. So a lot of locals or people wanting to be smarter than the system would be calling and asking for the celebrity sports player. And we would have to make sure that we would be booking these alias for them. So then if anyone was calling and asking for them, we would be able to keep their safety as well as their identity if they were staying in the property. But some of these names that these celebrities or sports players would have was like, really? I'm making the reservation under this name? You know, one that comes to mind is Harry Coconuts. Like, really? That's the name that I have to be able to put into these reservations. And then also, too, of then even when their entourage was coming to now go up to their guest room, of making sure that we would have all of the notes in the reservation. So then the people that needed to gain access to the room or to the player, that they would be able to bypass. And they all knew. They had to have known the alias of the name. But yes, very funny of just some of these and being like, you guys are grown adults. And
it
picking cartoon characters.
Opportunity to be someone else. That's
exactly.
Great. It shows you their true colors and the fact that they're still people, right? Even though they are celebrities, they are still people.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So and what other stories can you think of, Stephanie?
Okay, so I'll go into another one. So then also too of now being on the other side is here I am now auditing to making sure that the property is upholding to the brand standard audits. And this would also to not be just domestic in the States, but also to international. And so here I am calling a international property. And I'm also to doing this at a very early morning call because of the time difference to making sure that I'm calling there at their time at a normal time that people would be calling, to making sure I'm getting the staff members that we needed, to making sure we're auditing. So here I am calling and calling directly to the property.
Can you tell them, this is Harry Coconuts over here.
Yes.
I make a reservation.
Are you ready for my arrival? And my entourage? But yeah, so now I'm calling the property directly, not no 1-800 number or anything like that, because we were making sure with the brand standard audits that how the in-house, the reservationists were on property. And now I get to them and they end up telling me, basically, they're entering the information that I'm providing to them on the website as if like I could have just made the reservation directly. But who says that as a staff member? You know, maybe the system's down, or maybe they're already working in a different reservation. They don't want to lose their spot. So they're, you know, maybe doing it online. But you don't tell the guest directly of just basically saying, I'm making the reservation online for you.
So they're basically telling you, you are a dummy.
Yeah.
You could have done this yourself. So I bet the results of that audit were fabulous.
Oh, yes. Fabulous.
Fabulous. That also, team member passed with flying colors.
Yes. I was like, oh, I can't wait. This is already my pre-arrival of making the reservation. Can't wait until I get on property and now to finish the rest of the inspection. Like, what am I going to be in for?
Right? That is your first experience. How brilliant.
Yeah.
So it gives you hope that we still have so many WTF type of moments that we can continue to collect and share with our audience. I have one of those stories from a food and beverage standpoint, which I'm not going to share today. But very similar, like basically I am building my own drink.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that another time. But, you know, it's clear that, again, reservations, you're not alone, but yet you're alone. And this is just so confusing at this point, right? So
yeah.
Teaching team members, regardless if they are on property, off property, whatever the case may be, we have to make sure that they know what they're doing, and even though you're not interacting with the guests face to face, that you have that training when it comes to interacting with a guest.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that
you
is
get
fantastic.
It. Just not even if you're off property, if you're, you know, in a different state, a different country, but you should be able to talk to the guest as if they're already there at the property, and having the confidence with the information. And also to vice versa with the property, making sure that their reservations team has the most up-to-date information. For example, if a restaurant is closed or limited hours, going through renovation, or a new menu, you know, seasonal menu, and all of that information. I mean, it's almost a year by the time it gets to reservations, or there is a guest that calls and complains about the breakdown of not being provided that right information at reservation. And now the reservation team has to be reactive instead of proactive.
How many times have you been through audits or even, you know, situations either through your travel or personally where you made that reservation and no one advised you that the pool, for example, is closed? Because they're mm-hmm. resurfacing. And that happens so often. And there is a huge disconnect between what is happening in hotel operations and making sure that that information trickles down to the reservations team, because they have to know what's going on property. Like you were saying, if there is a restaurant that perhaps is closed, or if you're resurfacing the pool and the week that you're going to be at the resort, have that opportunity to aid. We will walk you to the pool in the resort next door, and you know, it will be a smooth sailing type of transaction. Or B, you have an opportunity now to book a room in a different resort, because we are not going to be able to accommodate those particular needs. So
exactly.
That's it's incredible to think what how these two departments work as silos, right? Yep. And how the communication is really not there.
Yeah, and even also too, for the guests that do book directly online, it's still the reservations department to making sure that those reservations are coming through completed, you know, if they are booking through an OTA, or also too, if there is an update of changes that are on property, of making sure then an email is being sent out with updated reservation information or about the hotel. It's not just saying, oh, well, they didn't call me, so I didn't have to give them the information, because that's mostly what the response is.
Right. So you just got me fired up. I'm ready to share my story. Are you ready to listen?
All right, let's go.
All right. So my very favorite story about, and it's not like it's a one-time deal. Like, how many times as an operator do you go through this, right? Perhaps you're the GM. Perhaps you are the GSM. Whatever the case may be, you get that phone call where your front desk is freaking out because they cannot keep up.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you go into the back office or you start doing whatever you need to do, your magic in the computer, and you realize that your OTAs haven't closed. Right? So your hotel is now overbooked. I had opportunities where I had sister properties where I could walk those guests to and make all the accommodations that I could possibly make, because I was in a leadership position where I could make those decisions fast enough. Mm-hmm. But what happens when you're a standalone property in the area and now you're walking them to a different property from a different brand where it's going to be a different experience, all because when you hit that mark, you did not take the appropriate steps to close your bookings on the online travel agencies.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just happen once. It happens a lot of times.
Yep.
So that's another piece where it's important to say, you know, how are we training our team members? What does that threshold look like? When do you close? What's the procedure? Who do you call if this is going on, right?
Yes. And at any hour, you know, okay, if it's during this time period, this is who you need to call. If it's during this time period, usually those after hours, late night, getting close to midnight, all of a sudden another flight's coming in. So you're getting another round of guests. And then you're trying to call for assistance of, you know, being like, hey, we're really going to now. The guest has already, you know, been on the delayed flight to the destination. So they're already upset and cranky and they just want to get to bed. And now you're like, well, welcome. I don't have a bed for you.
And in your mind, you're thinking, WTF, reservations, are you there?
Yes, exactly. And you needing their assistance of saying, okay, this is, you know, where we're projected to be for the night, we should be good. We feel comfortable being over by, you know, maybe one or two, depending of how the hotel trends with no shows. But then when it comes down to crunch time, yeah, and you're trying to get this assistance and they're nowhere to be found or answering their phone.
And also you touched on a good point, which is the trends, right?
Yeah.
Being aware of what those trends look like. Your trends are not going to be the same every season of the year.
Yeah.
It's going to depend on so many factors. So having that data available to your reservations team is going to be crucial in their success of knowing where to stop.
Yeah, exactly. And especially too, right now with so many airlines where it's not just weather that airlines are canceling, that, you know, we're definitely seeing, especially here in Miami, a lot of times it, you know, they say that it's the weather, but really we know that it's labor shortages and things
no,
like
it's
that.
Not. It's
and now we know that we're going to be having those guests are going to be coming back to the property. Or if you are a hotel that is close to the airport, you know, that's where they're going to call first to, you know, try to making their reservations. I know this is a department that's like, we can make it together and we can work.
We can do this. It's like teamwork. Everything is awesome. Yeah. Right? Exactly. That plays in my head.
Oh,
wow. Do you have any more stories that you want to share, Stephanie? Because I can go on and on.
I know. I mean, this is, I think these were pretty
especially
good
the ones.
Ones
when you are at the airport hotel, right? Those are my favorite.
Yes. Then they also too. Well, and that's the other thing is when you're making those reservations, usually going to the airport hotels, it's because, okay, I want to be close to the airport because I have an early flight, or I'm getting in late and my final destination is an hour or 2 hours away, so I don't want to get on the road that late at night. But then you're calling the reservation and it's basically like, slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, of like, okay, I just want to get your information, put it in there, and not talk about any of the amenities, because who knows, maybe I, you know, am wanting in the morning to go to the fitness center or go to the pool before I really need to get on the road. And, but they're just, they can't read the call and they're just going through the motions and not having any kind of emotional connection with the guest either.
Yes, yes. And they fail to smile through their voice.
Yes.
It's very important. Because yeah. If you don't have that opportunity to connect with your guest through face-to-face interactions, then you have to work really, really hard on smiling through your voice. And I think that's something that when we have talent acquisition teams that are seeking to fill these particular positions, they fail to realize that that is an asset that they should be looking for.
Yeah. And with that, what I've done too is we've put mirrors in front of their telephone. And when you're putting the mirror, it just, your reflection makes you smile. And then that's how it gets now through the phone.
Yes, yes, yes. Great information. Well, fantastic.
This was a fun one.
Sorry, Rezi.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rezi. But listen, we're inviting anyone in our audience who wants to come and talk to us from the reservation standpoint about the WTF moments that they're getting from the other side.
Yeah.
Then obviously we would love to have you here with us.
Yes. Well, this was a great one. Can't wait for what our next area will move on to.
Next area should be fun.
Yes.
As always. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in. If there's any specific topic you want us to take a deep dive and discuss, if you want to come on and share your WTF walk the floors type of story with us, then you are more than invited to do so. Please make sure you reach out to us via LinkedIn and we'll be happy to chat about it.
Perfect. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.